Well, it's just gone 2 o'clock in the morning on Friday. About 10 hours since I've had chemo. And I spent a lot of yesterday afternoon, that's Thursday afternoon, bouncing around a bit like Tika, thinking, I am going to be so well. The nurse said it was really encouraging that I didn't have an instant reaction to the chemo. I thought, right, that must mean this stuff is going to work. Been watching my breathing. As you can hear, I'm slightly breathless. I've just been upstairs to powder my nose, and I've come downstairs and had to put some oxygen on, but calming down nicely. I thought, well, hey, this is the real stuff, isn't it? 2 o'clock in the morning, can't sleep. And it was about 3 or 4 hours ago, I was lying in bed thinking, I think I've got heartburn. Oh no, I haven't got heartburn. Actually, I don't feel well at all. Oh no, I really don't feel well. So I had to send husband scuttling off to find the big bag of goodies that they sent me home from the hospital. All the different sort of concoction of pills that they send you home with. One of which is anti-sickness, which they kind of neglected to give me before the chemo. And I thought I didn't need. As I said, I was bouncing around a bit like Tigger most of yesterday afternoon, saying, I'm going to be well. I am ruddy well going to be well. And now I've had to take some metoclopramide, it's called. They think up these snazzy names for drugs that people like me struggle to remember when they have to reorder them. So I've just taken two of those and hoping that the nausea, the vague nausea, gradually subsides. But hey, I put up with the BBC for years, so I'm sure I can cope with the rising nausea. So I hope to see you guys in the morning feeling much better. Yes, I think something really, really, really dull. A long, dull book. I will go and find one and see if I can get some kip. See you in the morning.